Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
We are ready. Can you imagine that? That's spelled R-E-A-D-Y, not R-E-D-D-Y. That would be, if your face was red, you'd be readied. You get that, ladies? Jennifer Horn is here. Victoria Keelan is here. How's Jay doing, by the way? I didn't ask. She's not talking. She's doing all of the information that we need for our trending. But this year is really something amazing. Isn't that when you think back about all the people that you know and what kind of things that they have confronted as far as their health is concerned? I'm sure there's none of us, whether it's the people here on the program on the DJV show or people in the circle, the millions of folks who listen to this program at some point in time during the day, is there anybody whose lives have not been touched or affected by COVID? I can't imagine that there's anybody anywhere. Can you? Ladies, what do you
pretty
you know
lucky
anybody
if there is? Yeah, right at this point. Yeah.
Uh huh. Right. Exactly. All right. So, and that's with that, I guess, in mind. I'm looking at all this stuff. I was talking to Dr. Ken about how to get away from talking about this in terms of our health and the DGV health program that he does with me, and I'm not sure we're quite ready to get away from it yet because. I don't want to not talk about it, but I would like to put things into perspective. It's not like it was the only thing in the world that was going on, nor is Afghanistan the only thing in the world that's going on. You'd think that maybe that was the case, but anyway, with regard to COVID and the World Health Organization, the information on the booster shot. So do we believe the World Health Organization? We haven't put much stock in what they've said heretofore. I say we haven't. The collective here on this program hasn't. So do we believe, do we pay attention to this? And if we do, what is the significance of the booster thing? I mean, the Pfizer is not that effective. So those of us who have had Pfizer who want to get a booster...
It is, but after 6 months, it's very effective, and then after 6 months,
that's where
the debate is, and that's why the World Health Organization, I agree with you, I don't put a whole lot of stock in them, because they're, and I understand in this sense, they say that the data still is out on the boosters. Well, that's true, because we have very few people who've gotten the third shot yet.
The data's still out on on all the shots, as far as that's concerned. If you want to look down the road 20 years... that data we certainly don't have, so it's all pretty inconclusive. Yeah. We can conclude, but...
And the other thing is, they have a vested interest, and I understand, and we all should have, you know, an interest in this as well, but they want to get at least 10% of people in every country vaccinated by September, and there's a vaccine shortage. So they're thinking, okay, America, you know, we need to get the rest of the world, or else we're just going to keep spreading this pandemic. So I get that, but at the same time, I'm going to go by our own CDC. They say, get the boosters, and that's where I'm going. So
I'm going by my gut.
The World Health Organization still hasn't really been held accountable for being the speaker, the mouthpiece for the Chinese Communist
Chinese
Party.
Government.
I mean, they they covered for them.
Yep.
And so, you know, do I take what they say with the grains? Well, yeah, sure, it's an interesting thing to talk about, but do we live by what the World Health Organization says? I don't think we should. I can't believe that we got back involved with the World Health Organization. I think we should still be out until they give us more solid answers about what really went on at the beginning of the virus.
I think we all have to take more personal responsibility with regard to all of this. Whatever the information is, there's recommendation from CDC officials, recommendation from National Institute of Health, the recommendations perhaps from your doctor. But what do you do? How do you make up your mind? Do you trust your gut? Do you listen and weigh a lot of things? Maybe I'm unusual, but that's how I've done it. And I don't mean, Doc, you're so smart. No, it's just the way we all have our comfort level. If you want to depend on somebody else to take care of you and not you to take care of you, then I guess you listen to all of this stuff and you become extraordinarily confused. I made up my mind fairly early on, against the advice of some people that I know and love and trust, to get it. I was listening to both Ken and Jack, the two doctors associated with TJV Health, but then I made up my own mind, and I was really comfortable. You know, sometimes how you make up your mind, you think, oh, is that really right? And I'm certainly guilty of that in my life. I'll second-guess myself until the cows come home. Pardon the pun. The cows always do come home, by the way. It just is what I felt. So anyway, a couple of other things here, and this is the old black eye department is getting blacker. The new governor of New York says there are 12,000 deaths in the state that are not reported. The Cuomo administration, did she know about it? That's my question about her. Yeah, if she knew about it, why did she sit on it?
But see,
the CDC knows about it, so that's the thing. He only counted 43,400 deaths because he only counted anyone who had died in the hospital of COVID or in a nursing home or an
adult. But what was in it for him?
He's a criminal because he wanted the leadership, he wanted the Emmy, he wanted to write the book. I mean,
that doesn't really answer that.
Because
I agree with all
the policy,
of that, but I don't...
The policy was that he was putting people into nursing homes and all this. It's just, he... The
but
fact
for
that
what
under,
gain?
Yeah,
that's
for
my
his
question.
Own personal leadership gain. I mean, that's the only thing I can think of. I mean, that's what a lot of people in New York believe, is that he didn't want to let the real numbers on because his policies would have gotten
him
in trouble.
But the CDC
would have
made
him look like a terrible leader.
But that doesn't make any sense because the CDC already had
I know,
the numbers.
Which
so
is why we knew
saying.
About
I want her. Her whole thing is, I'm going to be transparent, and transparency is going to be the hallmark of my administration and blah, blah, blah. Okay, great. But then Doug's asking the right question. Well, where were you on these extra 12,000 deaths?
Yeah.
You know, where was
she?
She's another Kamala Harris. Watch her down the road.
Kamala Harris didn't hide 12,000 dead bodies.
No,
but Kamala
Harris
is the only other woman in politics.
No, I'm not, because that's what I feel about. Yeah, no, I'm sorry.
She's nothing like Kamala Harris.
In your mind, perhaps, but in my mind, she is.
I know. Didn't someone tell you to, like, back off on her until she does something?
No. You told me that.
You told me that yesterday.
She said yesterday.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I think you were talking about Victoria.
My parent, yeah.
No. I asked specifically. He said no.
All right. Governor Kemp of Georgia says that 100 National Guard troops are going to the hospitals. Why? What are they? Are we having an insurgency? Are we people bringing guns into the hospital?
No, they need more help because everyone has COVID in Georgia. They're over capacity. Why else would you think the National Guard would be there? They're the ones who gave shots in a lot of states.
Yeah. Why else would I think they'd be there? Because there was some kind of disruption or disorder.
Can we point out the hypocrisy, though, for a moment? Do people remember the pearl clutching when Trump said he was going to use the National Guard to deploy the vaccine? And people went bananas because we can't have the military involved with the vaccine. People went crazy when it was Trump's idea. I just wanted to point that out for the record.
So there have been
every state did it, so I don't know if it was his idea, but, I mean, every state has done this. That's
he got
it.
So much heat for that idea of bringing the National Guard in, which is just, it's... proof just what a disaster political scandal this is all going to be. It's so great.
Oregon, Hawaii, Kentucky also have used National Guard troops, apparently,
yes,
to help.
Most of California did.
In New Jersey, we had Navy reserves because I went to the mega site and they were the ones running it with FEMA. It was very well organized. It was really, they did a great job. I don't know if Navy reserves count as National Guard. I guess it's something different, but that's what we had in Jersey.
Along the same line. Let's see here. The NRA has canceled their annual meeting because of COVID. It was supposed to be in Texas, right? And now they were down in Houston.
Can you imagine the PR if one person got COVID at the NRA meeting? I mean, that would also, it would be a PR nightmare for them.
Well, every large group, doesn't matter who you are, but every large gathering is becoming a super spreader. So, I mean, anybody with a brain would cancel this, especially in Texas, where they're out of ICU beds. So if you get sick in Texas, good luck. Right? I mean, that's where they're at.
We make it seem like there's, I don't know. I feel like it's a bit overdramatic. I just feel like everything's being a bit overdramatic about there's no hospital beds, all of this stuff. I mean, people are still getting treatment in Texas if they get sick. They are making it work. They are putting people into hospitals. They don't have refrigerator trucks in the parking lot.
In Houston, they had to, but a tractor trailer in a parking lot is not normal. Like, it sounds like you're really downplaying it. Like, that's not a normal
I'm not downplaying it. I just think it's funny that we say there's, like, not one hospital bed left. Because there are. There are still some hospital beds left.
I'm
not figuring it out.
Yeah, Framingham's wide open. Help yourself. Come on to Framingham and come to the hospital.
Well, ICU beds and hospital beds are different, so I think we need to make that distinction.
Well,
because that
they have taken, during the first round of this, they took over hospitals. I know that I told the story of the fellow that I go to for pulmonology who actually ran it at the Newton Wellesley Hospital. He was in charge of the unit, and what they did was take over other sections of the hospital where they ran out. They had 238 beds in the regular operational sort of the service of the hospital, and then whatever other
hospitals
beds
have, like,
20
ICU beds, right? So they're making arrangements. I'm not trying to underplay it. It sounds so dramatic when we say that there's not room in the hospitals anymore.
But in Houston, in the height of the pandemic in New York,
I get it.
Yeah, but it's happening in Alabama. They're at 102% capacity of ICU beds. There are no ICU beds. So in Houston, that's what I've been talking about, Jen. That's why I made the distinction. ICU beds for COVID people or people who are non-COVID who need an ICU. But in Houston, they had to shut down three centers just to pool the resources because it's so bad. I mean, in Harris County, where Austin is, that's where they just approved $30 million in spending to hire out-of-state nurses because COVID is so bad. I mean, Texas and Florida has been hanging their hat on how well they handled the virus, but it's really going badly now. So
I don't know
why we can't just be realistic.
I think we need to be realistic. That's the point. I mean, I just think, Texas did things differently than Florida, so to put them in the same boat, I don't think is fair. But if you look at the numbers of how Florida compared with California, which really did operate almost in completely 180 degrees, right, of different how they handled things.
Right, and you guys are kind of both in the same boats now.
Well, we both fared the same, is the
point. The Florida
school.
Shut
down for a year and a half.
Some of the schools, like in Orange County in Florida, have defied the governor's order or the ban on mask mandates and just said everybody that goes to school has to wear a mask. Interesting to consider it in that way. 18 past the hour on the DJV program. When you need auto parts, O'ReillyAutoPart.com is just a couple of clicks away. They offer convenient options for you to get your parts quickly. You can order online at O'ReillyAuto.com. Pick up free at your local O'Reilly Auto Parts store. They'll even bring it out to you at curbside. Or you can choose to have your parts delivered right to your door with free shipping on most orders over $35. Get your auto parts quickly with O'Reilly Auto Parts. Visit O'ReillyAuto.com today.
The moment you fire up a Gator UTV, the engine has your full attention. The completed job is on the horizon. And the trail meets its match. Just like that, you made short work of a long to-do list. Run with us on a John Deere Gator UTV. With effortless four-wheel drive at the flip of a switch and our smoothest shifting transmission yet. Nothing runs like a deer. Search John Deere Gator for more.
There's nothing better than slipping into bed with soft, comfortable sheets at the end of a long day. Now, MyPillow wants you to sleep even better in their Giza Dream Sheets. Made from the world's best cotton, grown in a small area of the Mediterranean, made into a fabric that is ultra-soft and breathable, the Giza Dream Sheets Sateen Weave gives them a luxurious finish that'll have you sleeping like a dream. Available in a variety of colors and sizes as well. Machine washable and durable, all Giza Dream Sheets come with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. For a limited time, you can now save 50% on all Giza Dream Sheets using at MyPillow.com the DJV promo code. You'll also find deep discounts on all MyPillow products, including the MyPillow mattress topper, MyPillow towel sets, and so much more. Don't miss this sale. That's MyPillow.com, promo code DJV. Sleep better with MyPillow.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MacTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Oh, whale! Guys, whale! Wow, whale.
Oh, that's a big whale. Okay. Whale, whale, whale! Oh, no! Whale!
Tides can turn quick on the water. Progressive's boat insurance has you covered. Get a quote today in as little as 3 minutes at progressive.com.
Well, at least it wasn't a shark, am I right?
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Can I get a chair that'll turn my home office into a corner office?
It's possible.
How can I feel as good at the end of the day as I felt at the beginning?
Staples Connect makes it possible with all the innovative tools you need to work from home. And right now, get up to 40% off select chairs. That's up to 40% off chairs that roll, swivel, tilt, and turn. Discover money-saving deals, work-from-home tips, and inspiration at staplesconnect.com/furniture. Staples Connect, the working and learning store. Ends 8/28 while supplies last. Prices may vary online.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
It's 23 after the hour now on the DJD program. Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan. Jay has put together a list of trending items that we might want to discuss here. And the first one is the story of a baby whose wee-wee was showing. We'll find out what that has led to in just a moment.
Okay, so if you're like me and still doing your back-to-school shopping, one word, Kohl's. Right now they have the best deals on the brands my kids love. I got my son Converse sneakers for $60, 25% off Vans tees for my daughter, and 25% off Nike Gear for both of them. Oh, but the best part, I got an extra 20% off and Kohl's cash too. So I may just have to go back and get a little something for myself. Flex style, Vans, Converse, and Nike coupons do not apply. 20% offer ends August 29th. Some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
It can be difficult to notice that your brain may not be functioning as well as it used to. The signs of aging can be subtle. But now it's easy to do something about it. Help your brain with Prevagen. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild age-related cognitive impairment taking only one Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to memory. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
All right, so I'm not a Nirvana fan. I was not a Kurt Cobain fan, so I'm not the one who has any expertise here, although I've seen a little bit about this fellow Spencer Eldon, who was, what, 4 years old when the cover in the swimming pool was taken. So now what's his problem, this guy? He's got a problem. What's his problem, and how does it get solved? He's, what, he filed a lawsuit against the family?
He filed a lawsuit against, he's the famous baby. This was an album of the year. I mean, this was a huge, huge album.
Super famous cover.
Yeah, I mean, this is one of the most iconic album covers of modern day time. So he was 4 months old. He's the baby floating in the pool with the dollar bill in front of him. And, so he's 30 now and he's suing Kurt Cobain's estate. He's suing the photographer and he's actually claiming child pornography. And apparently a sticker was supposed to be incorporated on the cover to cover his genitals, but that never made it to the album press. So he's going after everyone in the band and the photographer and yeah.
Why not?
He wants $150,000 from everyone.
I mean, obviously it looks like a cash grab, right? Now it's 30 years after the anniversary. People are paying attention to it. My question is, why in the heck aren't you suing your parents? Because obviously his parents had to sign off on this.
His dad's friend was the photographer. That's how he's the baby in the pool. It's right. His dad's so friend who took the picture.
That was his. Those are his guardians, right? Those are the people right. who make his legal decisions for him. So right. they sign off. I don't know that this guy has a real leg to, pardon the pun, but anything to stand on.
Mm-hmm. Right.
All right, moving along into...
Let's just say I hope things have improved since he was a child.
All right, we're going to La La Land now for the latest in the Gavin Newsom campaign. Billy Crystal says somebody stole... There actually are Gavin Newsom signs. How many of the... When you're driving around L.A., Jennifer, how much...
I have not seen one Gavin Newsom sign. I've seen
the only... The no on the recall sign, probably.
The only sign, and I haven't even seen yes on the recall signs, the only sign I've seen, this is no joke, is Larry Elder. And in fact, someone in the Valley has made crude Larry Elder signs that aren't like part of his campaign. They just made their own that are dotting a lot of the arteries that connect the 118 to the 101 throughout the San Fernando Valley. It's nuts. So I haven't seen, I don't know, maybe everybody's stealing Gavin Newsom.
According to this, according to TMZ, they've been there. It's not just Billy Crystal. Apparently, a lot of people have been saying that their political signs were being stolen in Pacific Palisades. So that area, I guess, has been
ring.
Hit. Yeah, I don't know.
All right. So anyway, he lives up in Pacific Palisades, which is a pretty good neighborhood. I don't know. I didn't know he lived there. I never. You know, normally you know where. If you're close by, I used to live down in the valley. Right below the road that goes up to Pacific Palisades, and you knew where everybody lived. You knew where Garner and Affleck lived. You knew where the guy from Curb Your Enthusiasm, why do I always forget his
name?
Larry David lived right up on the hill. Anyway, so too bad. Maybe that's the way we summarize this. 28 past the hour.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe with Exergen.
Here's today's top automotive tech story. I'm Nick Miles. The new Volkswagen ID.4 all-wheel drive electric SUV revealed that Americans have another reason to embrace sustainable driving. With two electric motors, a maximum of 295 horsepower, and an estimated 0-60 mile an hour time of 5.7 seconds for the all-wheel drive model Pro. The starting MSRP for the ID.4 all-wheel drive Pro is $43,675. For more automotive tech news, go to testmiles.com.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
BlueStar medicated ointment works fast to relieve the pain and itch of almost any skin irritation.
It's amazing. It's like as soon as you put it on, you can feel it working.
We've had BlueStar in the family for years. It works on everything.
I love the cooling sensation on my athlete's foot.
What a relief for my eczema.
Nothing worked on my dry, cracked skin until I tried BlueStar.
BlueStar is great for scalp itch.
Look for the white box with the BlueStar in the first aid section. Feel BlueStar work fast or your money back.
With the help of Cheerios Oat Crunch Almond, I get everyone's morning started with a smile. It has a delicious and hearty combination of the Cheerios you love, whole grain oats, and sliced almonds for an extra crunchy crunch. That's how I set the rhythm for a great day. Look for Cheerios Oat Crunch Almond.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Americans in Afghanistan are being warned to stay away from the Kabul airport due to terrorist threats tied to ISIS. The U.S. Embassy in Kabul sent out the alert early Thursday. Senior U.S. officials are reporting that the warning was related to specific threats involving ISIS and potential vehicle bombs. Vice President Kamala Harris talks about the evacuation on Wednesday.
Our highest priority right now is evacuating American citizens, evacuating Afghans who worked with us, and Afghans who are at risk.
A federal appeals court Wednesday upheld the death sentence for Dylan Roof, the convicted mass shooter from the summer of 2015. His target was Black American members of a church in Charleston, South Carolina. It should be noted that Attorney General Merrick Garland last month issued a moratorium on federal executions. Roof remains on death row at Terre Haute Federal Prison in Indiana. USA Radio News. Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Vice President Kamala Harris, nearly 2,900 miles from the chaos in Afghanistan, talks about the Biden administration's concerns Wednesday from Vietnam.
Our highest priority right now is evacuating American citizens, evacuating Afghans who worked with us, and Afghans who are at risk, with a priority around women and children. And we have made significant progress in that regard. I believe it's since August 14th, I believe, we have evacuated over 80,000 people. And as you know, each day and night, we continue to evacuate thousands of people, understanding that it is risky for them to be there. It is a dangerous and difficult mission, but it must be seen through, and we intend to see it through as best as we can.
A study of 400,000 people overseas is revealing one of the COVID-19 vaccines is waning in its protection with time.
A new study says protection against COVID-19 is waning among those who received the Pfizer vaccine. The UK study of 400,000 individuals who got both doses shows 88% effectiveness for a month after receiving the shots. However, the study says effectiveness fell to 74% 5 or 6 months after getting both Pfizer doses. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
Thanks for listening. It is well appreciated. We are USA Radio News. I'm Lance Pry.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Now, 34 after the hour here on the DJV program. Tis Thursday, the 26th of August. So we have a lot of things that have happened this week and a lot of things yet to happen, I would think. This is a normal circumstance. Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan here with Doug Steffen on the DJV program. Jay on the mend. I just saw something. I wanted to talk about Afghanistan for a second. But I just saw something that I was sent from the local NBC station here in Boston about experts looking at the vaccines, and some doctor whose name is Ruby, I'm trying to see what her first, Jane Ruby, being interviewed, suggesting that all the shots, no matter what company they come from, are lethal, and she has slides to show what happens to certain cellular structures in your body when they are approached by, I mean, this kind of stuff.
Well, then how come they're not more dead people? I mean, that's kind of weird. Yeah. So she's saying that the shots are lethal, which,
well,
you know,
down
I don't
the road,
doubt that for some, perhaps. Like, for a small percentage of people, maybe. I know people have reactions. I think that's a real part of the conversation. But the large number of people were dying from the vaccine, we know about it because we see them. I mean, there are
but
a lot
you
of
see the reason
there.
That I bring it up is because it is one of those things, unless you know that or unless you dig around in it, or unless you explore who she is and what her credentials are, you see that on the surface of it, and people get, wow, look at that.
See, this is a problem. I think it goes back to that all-or-nothing mentality, right? It's okay to say that the vaccine is working for most people, but it's also okay to say there are people who are having reactions. There are people. It seems like people are either, like, really protective of the vaccine or really anti-vax, and it's just, I don't know.
Yeah, but I think it's up to the individual. If you don't want to take a shot, great, don't do it. If you've convinced yourself that's the right way, I would never criticize you for that. I wish that I didn't feel like I needed to, but I did. And so, you know, you can go around that horn and get no place. Let's talk about what's going on in, wow, don't you think? Really and truly.
No, on the horn.
Jen's the horn.
It's your new thing. You say going around the horn.
Around the horn. Oh, really? Oh, I'm sorry. Let's go to Kabul, or maybe not.
Wait a second. Before you get there, did you hear about, and this started to make national news, Jen Psaki was asked about it in the White House press briefing. She's like, oh, I don't know about that story. She hadn't heard about it yet. But in California, there are, I think it's 20 students and 16 parents who went to Afghanistan for summer vacation.
Huh?
And they're stuck. They're stuck there. It's a big story right now. They're San Diego students who are stranded, although the administration doesn't like to use that word, but they're stranded in Afghanistan, and they're like multiple families. Why in the heck they decided it was a good idea to go to the garden spot of Afghanistan for summer vacation?
Right.
I have no idea.
And I thought people who went to Florida in the summer were weird. I mean, who wants to go to Afghanistan?
For anything, at any time, for any reason.
They're going to visit their grandparents and they're going to visit relatives.
Oh,
fair. So,
okay. All right. That makes a little more sense.
I know. I mean, come on.
Okay.
Grandma, come visit San Diego. It's beautiful.
Right?
Uh-huh. Yeah, come over here. So Americans have been warned to stay away from the airport because there was a bomb threat. Is that right? And it was credible? Circumstance?
I happen because I get the news updates to my phone and from all different sources. And at about the same time, Fox, CNN, Daily Mail, all of this, like the LA Times, they were all popping up that there was some sort of terror threat at the airport. And they were telling Americans and anyone else really who are trying to get to the airport not to come. And they were sending people who were at the gates home saying that the gates were being threatened, essentially, at the airport. So if you're trying to get people out, if, according to the administration, you have to leave, but the troops have to start getting out before Tuesday, which is the deadline, it's not great when they take away any time that people have to access the airport as they're trying to get people out of there. And I'm sure these terror groups know they want to disrupt things because they want to create more chaos.
So I'm trying to figure out, other than soldiers, why would there be any? There are 1,500 Americans who are still there. 4,500 have been moved out of Afghanistan, and these are not soldiers. What are all these people?
Private business.
These Americans.
A lot of nonprofits are there. Yeah. There are some companies, some military companies, but mostly nonprofits that were working one day, and then their offices were just gone the next. Mm-hmm. And then you've got a lot of these people who are working. And the big thing that I keep asking is, you know, we're focused a lot on Kabul and the airport, but there are Americans that are in other places in Afghanistan as well. And so it's odd that everybody just seems to be focusing on Kabul. Certainly that's where the bulk of people are. But they're saying there's only about 36 hours left to evacuate because they are going to start wrapping up their military efforts so that they can be out on the deadline of the 31st, which...
So far, 82,000 people.
Because I don't think they get to tell us. You know, we can say we're going to leave when all the Americans
are out.
We're going
to leave when we're ready to leave.
Right.
82,000 people have been evacuated already by the U.S. So where have those people gone? Are they the ones that are getting on the planes that we sent over there from commercial airlines and being picked up?
Well, the other issue is that the Border Patrol is already overrun with people coming into our southern border, right? Mm-hmm. And so now they're asking for volunteers from that group and from other members of the State Department to literally work around the clock because most of these people that are getting evacuated are not United States citizens. They're Afghanis who either want to leave the country or have helped the military. Now, I think there should be, if this were Jennifer Horn's world, there'd be tears. There would be Americans. There'd be, not necessarily right now, there'd be Afghanis who help the military and then Afghanis who are seeking refuge because they just putting it in that system, I think, would help eliminate some of this chaos that we're seeing. But right now, because they're just lifting planes out and they don't know who are on these planes, when they get to military bases, then they have to stop and they have to try to go through and do biometric screening. Other countries seem to be doing better. What the UK is doing is they're taking everybody who wants refugee status and they're putting them in a hotel that they have secured in Kabul, and they're going through one by one and doing biometric screening on them, getting them in the system and checking them, and then getting them on a plane out to whatever military base or whatever place they're sending them to in the UK. The reason that matters is because you have a lot of terrorists now who are making their way in the crowd, who are not getting checked, and then find themselves either getting free passage into Dulles Airport, into our country, into Germany, into all these other places throughout Europe, and that's pretty dangerous. They've already had multiple instances of people who were on no-fly lists, who were on terror watch lists, who have tried to make their way into this crowd, and that is a danger, obviously, to us and to our allies. So,
well,
no, the screening process
look
matters.
At these numbers. Fairly upsetting. All right, a couple of other things that seem to be going on in terms of our international relations. The Iranian talks, where are those? I noticed that we kind of have put this out of, well, there are a lot of things that have been put out of our range of sight here. The Biden people are back with Iran, trying to work on what? What are we changing here? Nuclear talks have gotten nowhere. We went back. When Biden came back, he wanted to open things up again. And I don't get what the end game is here. Just to get the Iranians back into the circle of nuclear watch. What are we doing?
I mean, this is it feels very much, and this is just from my political perspective, that it's back to America last instead of America first. The headline today in the Wall Street Journal is that Taliban takeover is a boon for cash-strapped Iran. U.S. knows Iran deal may be lost. I mean, it's, you know, there's all kinds of headlines about how this one thing in Afghanistan is now linked to benefiting so many of the people who are not our allies, Iran, China, and Russia. And could we have handled this all differently? I don't know. I just feel like we need some explanation as to how these things are connected, and it should come from our State Department. And I just don't think we're going to get that kind of transparency, unfortunately.
Hmm. Well, I mean, a lot of people who have said it was a mistake when Trump pulled out of the Iran deal are now saying that the fact that the talks have stalled further, that it's proof that he made a mistake with that. So everyone's always going to have their own, and everyone sides up politically. So people are always going to say it was a mistake to have a deal in the beginning. Some people say it wasn't a mistake. It's going to go back and forth. But the reason that this is making headlines right now is because the Prime Minister of Israel is meeting with President Biden today. And so they're talking about Iran.
The security in Washington, D.C. is insane for him being in town. I follow, everybody will laugh, but I follow Sean Spicer on Instagram. He was driving through Washington, D.C. yesterday, and he had his phone out showing the street closures, all of the big, like, dump trucks that are lined up where the hotel is, where the Israeli prime minister is staying.
Well, this is a heightened time again, you know?
He had made the comment, he said, this is the most security I've ever seen for a world leader, which shows you how people do really gun for Israel, right? There has to be that much security when they come to town, but, man.
Well, they're one of our strongest allies.
It looked like an inauguration is what it looked like when he was showing it. All the street, like, just the closures and all of the, like, the big trucks out there is nuts.
The DJV Show podcast, trending information every day. You can hear the DJV Show on demand. Hear what we are talking about in summary form. For example, the one that is posted now, the podcast, has a focus on the passing of Charlie Watts and the real reason that Ben Affleck went to Tiffany's. And then Kanye West's new name, all of that stuff, and lots of other things. If you didn't hear those discussions, get them. DJV Show on demand at DJV Show. That's the DJVShow.com website or wherever you get your podcasts.
Benito's line cook just threw in his kitchen towel.
This order needs to go out right now.
He needs to find help before his customers are left waiting.
I'm so sorry. We'll be right with you.
Who's got table 6?
Indeed can help him hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do.
With Indeed Instant Match, we immediately show you quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed meet your sponsored job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Look, staying healthy isn't easy. Watching your diet, hitting the gym, avoiding stress. But a good night's rest helps boost your overall health and wellness. And it couldn't be easier. The new Sleep Number 360 smart bed senses and automatically adjusts to keep you both effortlessly comfortable. The result? You wake up ready for anything. Proven quality sleep is life-changing sleep. It's the biggest sale of the year where all smart beds are on sale. To save 50% on the new Sleep Number 360 limited edition smart bed, only for a limited time. To learn more, go to sleepnumber.com.
The moment you fire up a Gator UTV, the engine has your full attention. The completed job is on the horizon. And the trail meets its match. Just like that, you made short work of a long to-do list. Run with us on a John Deere Gator UTV. With effortless four-wheel drive at the flip of a switch and our smoothest shifting transmission yet. Nothing runs like a Deere. Search John Deere Gator for more.
Palatrin.
You know, a lot of people, when they call us, they ask, you know, like, what makes this different than everything else that I've tried, that I've read about out there? And the big thing that I always say is, you know, it's clinically proven. You know, we've got studies that show that this not only helps you lose weight, but lose weight safely.
Yeah, this is something that's not just a flea bag, fly-by-night outfit. They've been around, and the reason they stay around is because it works. That in order for something to really do you any good, it's got to be natural. And so that's why Calitrin fits like a glove.
You have a huge special right now, summer sale. You don't want to miss it. Toploft.com.
Yep. Use the DJV code when you check out. You don't have to pay for shipping, among other things. So lots of great reasons to do it right now. So go to toploft.com while you're thinking about it right now. Thanks to Elizabeth Miller. From Calitrin for giving us more to think about when it comes to weight loss and how to keep the weight off. 47 after the hour on the DJV program, Jennifer, Victoria, and Doug. Delta Airlines says that starting next month, employees will have to pay an extra $200 a month for their health care if they are not vaccinated. Watch all the rest of the airlines jump right into line with
Where did
that.
Where did I come up with the number of $200?
Haven't the slightest.
Right?
Is that, yeah, I mean, it sounds kind of arbitrary, doesn't it?
It's kind of like a punishment.
Yeah, well, everybody else who, any companies, yeah, it's a private company, they can mandate whatever they want.
But if they're headquartered have health insurance.
What's interesting is they're headquartered in Georgia. What is that? There's a sort of tone to what's going on in Georgia. Maybe is this saying something?
Well, the cases are up in Georgia. That's the National Guard conversation we had. But yeah. I don't know. $200, that just seems very, that just feels like a fine. But it's because if you have health insurance and you go to the hospital, whether you have COVID or not, your health insurance is already set of what it's going to cover no matter what. So
are
that
they
just
self-insured?
Seems, it doesn't make any sense. Yeah, I don't know.
I wonder if Delta is self-insured. They are very, they take care, they have their own, they provide their own jet fuel for themselves. They have their own refinery. They
kind of
live.
Well, they have
live,
so many employees, they would have to offer them benefit packages.
Right.
You know, they have to have health insurance.
Yeah. Okay, so this fellow who's been sentenced to 6 years in the slammer, who tried to kidnap Governor Whitmer in Michigan. Is this enough? Is it not too much? It's kind of, I'd forgotten about this. Victoria reminded me it was just last year.
It feels like 10 years ago because everything does, but yeah, it was just last
year.
Well,
was this really some kind of right-wing whack job?
Yeah.
No, this is like a weird thing where like the FBI was involved and like, I don't know. He's now saying his life's in danger because he turned informant for the FBI.
I love this. When I ask that
there are
question,
nine others.
Victoria says yes, Jennifer says no.
Well, I don't know what his political thing is. I think the big story is that the FBI was involved with all of it.
Yes, I think you're right. It's 10 before the hour.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
Deb's constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating kept giving her grief. She talked to her doctor to get some relief. Turns out Deb had irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C, which was a start. Saying yes to Linzess helped her do her part.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by Abbvie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
What if people always acted the same way they do when they're driving their cars?
Good morning, Mrs. Blanchard. How may I help you?
I'd like to cash this check.
Sure.
I'll just get my pen.
Come on, lady. Get a move on.
Goodness.
Where'd you learn to bank anyway?
Ooh.
Whoa. Don't you give me that look.
It sure wouldn't be a very friendly place.
What kind of candy do you want, sweetie?
This. No, this.
Pick something already. Come on, honey. We're holding people up. How about this kind?
No.
What is the matter with you people? If you're not going to do something, I am. Get out of my way.
Every day, drivers and their families all across the country are killed on the roadways because of road rage.
Wasn't it a beautiful wedding?
Oh, yes, and they made such a lovely couple.
Excuse me, is this the receiving line?
Yes, it is.
Hey, he cut in line.
I'm a friend of the bride. Do you know the group?
Hey, pal, you cut in line.
Buzz off.
Oh, yeah?
He hit that nice man.
That'll teach you to cut in line, you jerk.
Stop the senselessness of road rage. It's time we all drive with the same courtesy we extend to people in the rest of our lives. A message from the AAA Foundation for Traffic Safety.
It's now 53 past the hour here on the DJV program. Doug brings in Victoria. Victoria Keelan has Tech Talk, the focus on several items that will be of influence and importance. This is very interesting, the Airbnb folks and how they're working to help the Afghan refugees. How does this all fit together?
Well, Airbnb has a nonprofit arm to it called Airbnb.org, and the two have announced that they are going to temporarily house 20,000 Afghan refugees without any cost to them or the hosts. So basically, they're putting up the bill, they're fronting the bill, they just need people to come forward and volunteer their properties. So this is an evolution of Airbnb's Frontline Stays, which we talked about last year, was a program that was housing first responders and doctors and nurses who had to travel to other states to help out with the COVID crisis. And so they're now replacing the Frontline Stays program with the Afghan Refugee Program. And so the Airbnb put out a statement saying it's become abundantly clear that the displacement and resettlement of Afghan refugees here in the United States and elsewhere around the world is a significant humanitarian crisis, and in the face of this need, our community is ready to step up again. This, of course, like I said, is dependent upon Airbnb's existing hosts agreeing to help out. In a tweet thread announcing the plan, Airbnb CEO Brian Chesky put out a call for Airbnb hosts interested in housing Afghan families on Twitter. For participating houses and hosts, the free refugee housing will be available globally, paid for by Airbnb, Airbnb.org, Chesky himself, and then also donors from the Airbnb.org Refugee Fund. And so Airbnb didn't offer any specific timeline for how long the program will last. They just basically said they're going to support everybody as long as is needed. Facebook and Clubhouse, two other social media sites, have taken steps to secure accounts of Afghan refugees by hiding their friend lists and removing their personal info because of safety concerns. And so they are afraid that they'll face retaliation from the Taliban or, you know, outreaches of, you know, people who are friendly to ISIS or Al Qaeda. And that's sort of, you know, it's a big threat right now for anyone mm-hmm. who's fleeing Afghanistan. So the U.S. Department of Defense has also called on airline companies, as we know, to help with further evacuations. And so now Airbnb hoping to house 20,000 Afghans.
All right, coming up, those of you who have Samsung Galaxy A21s will find this the next conversation from Victoria. A must listen coming up right after this.
Retail X is one of the biggest events in the retail calendar. Each year, the world's biggest brands attend Chicago-based event to stay up to date with the latest trends and insight into consumer behavior, all looking ahead to the future of the retail industry. Courtney Schaefer-Lovold from the leading provider of marketing software at Marsys is here to tell us more.
Retail X is marking the launch of our Customer Loyalty Index, which explores what customer loyalty means in 2021 and beyond, what consumers are looking for from brands, and how some of the world's largest retailers have rethought their approach to loyalty post the pandemic. We're launching the index because loyalty is the core of our platform and ultimately everything that we do. We found that loyalty comes in many forms, from loyalty that is built through emotion to even more of a secret kind of loyalty. After interviewing over 7,000 consumers across the globe, we've discovered that loyalty isn't just about points and prizes. It's about every aspect of the customer journey. To find out more, you can head to our website, amarsys.com.
All right, so this is one of these things that you say, I hope this didn't happen on my plane.
Yeah.
What did happen?
Well, a cell phone caught fire in the cabin of an Alaska Airlines flight that landed in Seattle on its way from New Orleans, and the phone was a Samsung Galaxy A21, and that has been confirmed by the Port of Seattle. They said that after much digging, the spokesperson said, "I can tell you that the phone was burned beyond recognition, and that the only way they knew that it was in a Samsung Galaxy A21 is because the passenger volunteered that that's the type of phone that it had, because they said you couldn't tell by looking at the remains." Samsung says safety is a top priority, and, you know, we don't want to take any more planes down, because remember a couple years ago, all the Samsung phones that were exploding, the batteries
yeah.
were exploding and causing...
Right, I was surprised they're still around.
Well, they were banned from airlines, and
yeah.
so it's crazy. So now, I guess, even the A21, which is the newer model, apparently that even has issues. So they did a recall over the Galaxy Note 7 back a couple years ago, and apparently this is... There's some sort of common defect with the A21. They haven't figured that out yet. Lots of incidents of phone batteries catching fire from other brands, but Samsung seems to be really achieving at it. One of the passengers who was on the cabin started filming it and said it was a smoke machine. You couldn't even see through the hazy conditions inside the cabin. It was so bad. And then they had to make an emergency landing, and everybody had to evacuate using the slides, you know, out the side of the plane. It was a big deal. So.
All right. Well, there's something that you hope doesn't happen on your flight. It's 59 past the hour. This is the DJV program.
Millions of Americans are preparing for food shortages. No wonder, with increasing bizarre news headlines, water shortages, and the trucking crisis, we're seeing the early warning signs. Food shortages can happen overnight, catching you completely by surprise. That's why it makes good sense to secure some emergency food kits while you can. Emergency food that stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage, unlike grocery store food that goes bad fast. The company to trust is My Patriot Supply. We've served millions of American families in recent years. Our food kits give you over 2,000 calories a day, which is what your body needs under stress to survive. We ship fast and discreet to your door. You'll have your food within days, too, not weeks or months. Our mission is your survival, and our food could definitely be a lifesaver when the peanut butter hits the fan. So don't wait. It's time to act. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.